few quick text questions for you here, Mr. Eisenhower. First one's new to the area. Any special care for a Joshua tree that's on our property?
Joshua trees are really bulletproof. There's not a lot of natural pests. They're so well adapted to our desert climates. They're awesome. We have several customers with some really big ones. They do need some trimming from time to time. It takes a little bit of skill to trim them well because they have so many arms branching off of them that if they're not trimmed carefully, they can look pretty rough. You don't want to leave any stubs. You want to cut those branches back to points of attachment, but do it in a way that leaves the plant looking balanced. But they're a great tree. Not a lot of maintenance required. Some people like to peel off all the old yellowing leaves that kind of have a beard of below the green ones. But once you start doing that and start to manicure a Joshua tree, you almost are committed to having to do it for the whole tree, which can be a task if it's a large plant. But I would rather just leave them looking natural, leave all the old leaf petioles on the plant. And I think it's a little better for the tree anyway to leave those on.
And is it a good time to plant apple trees and your suggested varieties?
Well, the Dorset and the Anna are the two that do really well here in the valley traditionally, and they're just a really solid choice for any backyard application. But yeah, this is a good time to plant apples from now right through the winter. Some good apple bare root varieties will come online here real soon in the nursery. So kind of keep your eyes and ears open and check with your local nursery for availability. I know Greg Peterson with the Urban Farm has a fruit trees available. And if you go to urbanfarm.org, you will be able to find a wide selection of great trees. He's taking orders now for winter delivery. So get your order in soon, and you'll be able to get those in this winter.
Let's take Sheila real quick. And Mesa wants to talk about a plum tree. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I went on vacation for 9 days, and I came back, and one of my purple leaf plums has about 12 cankers. What I'm understanding are cankers. They're bubbles of hard amber sap on the trunk. I have two others that are not next to it. They're in other areas of the yard, but they don't have anything. But I don't see they're on the branches. It just looks like it's around the trunk area. I don't know what to do. I hate to lose it, of course. Do you have any suggestions on can I get rid of it, or is it a done tree or what? So,
well, does the tree still have its leaves? Is it healthy otherwise?
Yes. Yeah, it looks good. It's got purple, beautiful, lush.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
It got.
Well, a lot of fruit trees, not just the purple leaf plums, get a lot of have a lot of that oozing. It could be due to sunburn, depending on the exposure of the trunk to the sun. Sometimes just the cracking of the bark due to the sunburn will cause that oozing of some of the sap to break through the little cracks that will form, the splits that will form in the damaged bark. Other times it could be a fungal pathogen. That could be a kind of a gamosis, a symptom of a broader problem that's located somewhere else in the tree. Sometimes due to these fungal pathogens that become active in the tree, they'll look for an opportunity to express through a weakness in the bark or an old pruning cut, and we'll see some of that occur as well. But it might be good if you're concerned to call a certified arborist in your area and have them take a closer look. Speaking of which, we have several certified arborists, 5 certified arborists on staff at Integrity Tree Service, and they're in the field every day diagnosing tree problems. We have a fee-based consulting service that for people who do need us to come out and just take a look around and give them some evaluate some tree issues they're facing. and discuss management options. And we'd be happy to answer those questions. We've been getting a lot of calls this winter regarding pine trees all over town, and this came up in discussion last month, but we didn't really address it. There is a complex of diseases around the world called decline diseases, and they aren't really attributed to a specific pathogen, but it's a case where trees over a long period of time, maybe up to 10 or 15 years, will decline. And it's a great opportunity to come in and have an expert take a look at some of those issues so we can determine what those causes could be.
iTreeService.com, iTreeService.com. Book your appointment. Coming up next, we've got Attorney General in line about the scam that's happening right now. Stay tuned right here. It's Rosie on the House. Thank you, John Eisenhower.